Yeah, my association with Ian Gillan, I've met him via Roger's work on his solo project, Cher Kazoo, which Ian was keen to do a solo album. So again, I was booked, Roger was involved in the production, I was booked along with some other musicians. There was myself, Mike Moran was playing keyboard at the time, I was playing guitar. Elf drummer Mark Mossif was booked, and bass player John Gustafsson, who was the bass player of the Big Three originally, and the Merseybeats. And I'd worked with John on various sessions when I was in my session plan mode. John's a great bass player, superb vocalist, so it was a good tight unit. But we were never really aware that we'd be called on to actually support Ian live, because it really was Ian's solo project. But it worked out so well that Ian was very impressed with the sound of the band that he decided, hey man, let's, you know, take it on the road. Which I think is pretty much based on what he said. The first album that eventually that was released was an album called Child in Time, which featured a rework of Child in Time, the superb Deep Purple song. The album came out on Polydor. First album was Child in Time. It was recorded partly at Kingsway Recorders, which was the studio that at the time was owned by Roger Engelin. We also went to Musicland in Germany to record parts of it as well. Very good album. Child in Time, as everybody knows, is a big song that's associated with Deep Purple, but I think the new version was excellent as well. The Child in Time album really opened a lot of doors for us. It was on Polydor. We started to tour. We toured France, we toured places in Europe. And eventually, Island Records showed interest in signing us, I believe only for one record. And we signed to Island. The first album we did for Island was Clear Air Turbulence. This time the keyboard slot in the band was changing. Mike Moran had left. Mike was a session player. I don't think he was really interested in going on the road. We'd had Nicky Lee Saul for a time, who was the keyboard player with Elf, along with Mark Mossif, who was the drummer of the band of Elf. There were personnel changes in the band. Mike Moran didn't really want to go on the road. Mike was very involved in writing TV music and doing sessions and arranging and so forth. Like Colin Towns joined the band, as I'm sure everybody's seen that name coming up after credits on television shows, because Colin is very involved in writing TV scores now and film scores. He's a very talented and very successful composer for both television and film. The Clear Air Turbulence album was released in 1977 and did very well for us, especially in Japan. We went to Japan to promote it, and while we were in Japan, we did a live recording of the Budokan, which has since been released as a double album and two single albums, and it's also available on CD. The third album that we did with the Ian Band was an album called Scarabus, which again I thought was probably the album that had the most commercial songs. When I say songs, it was a definite 4-minute song type album. I guess that was the album that where the band perhaps was realizing that it was going to get radio play, we had to record shorter, sharper songs. But eventually all good things have to come to an end and the band split. I think Ian wanted perhaps more control over the band, and he eventually put together Gillan and not the Ian Gillan Band. Yeah, we toured a hell of a lot with the Gillan Band. We toured Japan, we toured America, we toured Europe, Scandinavia. I mean, we were a busy band.